Out and about in Western agriculture. Recent agriculture thefts in the state have brought attention to criminals using the internet to impersonate trucking companies and carry out what's called a fictitious pickup.
Yes, it's very easy for them to obtain that information through the internet, through publicly available websites, even through government websites that publicly display trucking information. Typically, they'll steal the identity of a legitimate trucking company, and they'll arrange the load with this fictitious information. They'll arrange to pick up. They'll show up acting like this trucking company with the name of that trucking company on their truck. And the shipping department will turn over the load to them without even thinking there's anything awry.
Butte County Sheriff Detective Matt Calkin says his county is all too familiar with the crime. After a high-value nut theft, they held a summit, much like Tulare County did last month, to educate the industry and elevate everyone's awareness. And it was effective.
The best thing we can do is to get this information out there on how these scams are conducted, and educate producers, shippers, and brokers on how to prevent these and what to look out for. We found that to be effective in our area. We had a summit with all our local growers and brokers who were interested, and we haven't had another a large-scale cargo theft, a fictitious pickup cargo theft that I'm aware of since.
These thefts can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and cost the consumer even more down the road.
That cost is going to get passed on ultimately to the consumer from the increase in increase in liability insurance, and the loss of these items is ultimately going to trickle down to a higher price for commodities.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgnetWest.com.